This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Yeah, I'm Brian Finster. I've been a software developer for 3 decades or so. I'm mostly doing enterprise supply chain software, and then also later on, platform. I've got a personal mission about how do we make software development suck less. My focus is how do we improve the supply chain of software delivery end to end, because if we can remove the waste and pain from that, we'll have far fewer sleepless nights.
This is a continuing episode of a series about how AI will take our jobs. The first episode of the series was number 315. Here's another aspect where I think we were talking earlier about how AI is maybe not so good at certain things. Like I was giving an example of how old library,
It
gets confused between the new library and old library. So recently, and it was on that code base that I was talking to Brian about, I made this API workshop and I was using Java 24 on it. And it doesn't really, you know, the LLMs don't have a lot of history with Java 24. And so it was, it would correctly change it back to like Java 18, I think it was what it was doing. It was changing it to an older version in my POM file for my Maven, because it discovered correctly or incorrectly, it probably was correct, that there was an incompatibility issue with Java 24 with some of the things it was using. So I had to realize, okay, just let it do its thing. Let's see if you can get it working on that older recent version of Java, but not the latest version of Java.
No, I mean, I run into something similar. Like I said, you know, all of our websites are Svelte, and it's becoming more and more reliable about generating Svelte 5 the first time around, and even identifying, and this is something I want to talk about, is the real power of agents, because this is what I learned about this week that I just didn't know. I really should read the documentation on this stuff instead of just kind of winging it. But it's getting more reliable about generating that, but it's also getting more reliable about telling me where we have stuff that's the old version of Svelte, because we've been working on this stuff for 3 years, so you've got several versions of Svelte over the years, and we do refactor and try to stay up to date, but you know, you don't always catch everything the first time through. But then sometimes it'll generate the old version of Svelte, and I'll say, no, look, you're using old syntax. And so, yeah, you're right, and I'll go and fix it, right? But one of the things that Osri Cohen posted a link about creating a CTO agent. So you can go into Claude Code and say slash agents, and you can go and generate an agent for, because these are, it's wrong to think about it as AI. It's think about it as expert systems, right? And so you have a coding agent, and then you have a code review agent that's looking at your architecture. So you explain to it, hey, I want you to look at architecture. Are we doing writing clean code, unnecessary duplication, you know, just look at these things, and then tell Claude to run the code review agent after coding. You know, like all the tests passed, now run the code review agent. And then I went and had it run. This was spending money. I said, go look at the code base and give me a list of improvements written to a markdown file for the entire code base. And then waited, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and it came back with a list of things, including some security things I didn't know I had.
Oh, cool.
And so you can create these specialized agents that'll go and run for different reasons to help you with things. I mean, go create a CISO agent and see what that does.
Oh, yeah. And are you talking about just giving it a role? Like you prompted, hey, here's your role. Go do this task now with that role.
And Claude will actually help you build it. You can just give it a few sentences about what the role is. And then it'll go write an agent markdown file that explains to the agent everything, who it is, what it's doing, what it should be looking at, that you can go and edit.
Cool. Yeah, like what you're talking about here is you're collecting your prompts in something that you could check in later so that you might want to use it again in the future or adjust it.
This is more like meta prompting. This is your persona.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was talking to Dave Farley, who it's it's been a minute, almost 2 years, probably almost, I think February, maybe 2 years ago when I talked to him about this. I said, Dave, people are already creating version control systems for prompts. And I can see a time where the prompts are the IP, that the code is just like, I mean, you don't consider P code or bytecode to be your IP. It's the artifact, but your IP is the source. Right. Yeah. Well, take it up a level. Now your prompt's the source. Do I care about what the source code actually is? So people say, well, it's not deterministic. It'll generate different source for the same prompt. Like, so will a developer.
It's true.
If I give the same developer the same same problem to solve, they're going to solve it two different ways, unless it's an incredibly simple problem. But do I care as long as it's performant, as long as it's stable, and as long as it behaves the way it's supposed to? Do I care if it's the same?
No, I don't see why. Because there's a lot of changes you can do in your code that don't matter. It's the outcomes are of that the code breaches.
Yeah, as long as the tests are passing the way I expect them to be, do I care? And I don't think I do.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know, you want a maintainable design, but you have your code review agent handle that.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, be a senior developer. If you go and spot check code every once in a while, go look at it and say, hey, we need to improve over here. You should be looking at hot spots in your code that's already been deployed anyway. That's just part of your regular maintenance. Are we accruing tech debt? I'm not really up to date on. But then, hey, have an agent go and say, hey, find tech debt.
Right. And then you get it for free, if you will, because you didn't have to like hire somebody to do that. Now you have that person to, let me think. If it finds the tech debt, Brian, is it going to, do you want it to talk to a human before it corrects it, or do you just want it to go correct it?
No, I don't want to. I mean, so the furthest I would go would be open a PR to resolve tech debt, right? But at the end of the day, this is a tool. Yeah, I mean, open a PR, but you're not going to have access to go and push change to production. The person said, oh, it dropped my production database. Why? Number one, I don't want production access to do anything to a database without a pipeline. Why would you let a machine do it?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, no. So your point was, yes, you would let it make the change, but you wouldn't check in the change, however you want to frame it. And then that way, the human now is more of a, let me check these. Let's see what this morning brought to me when I come into work. I check my pull requests that what the agent was working on and see what happened and see if I'm going to accept them or not.
Just like I validate the pull requests that come from Renovate to update dependencies, sometimes those would break things if I accepted them. I'm not going to blindly let it commit those to main.
Are you new to Agile or Scrum? Looking for a fun way to pick up the knowledge to become an Agile team? Go get the novel Agile Noir. A dramatic novel about a project manager who needs to transform his teams to become agile because his life depends on it. This book is available in the US on Amazon, in India on Pathy.com, in China it's available on my WeChat store. Links are in the show notes. Check out the show notes because we will have value there that enhances your listening experience. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. You can read them as you listen to the show. If instead you downloaded the show as an MP3 from a website, go back to the website where you got that MP3 and there you will see the show notes. This is a continuing series that started at episode 315. Go to agilethoughts.info and there you can find a search box and you can search up the episode number that you care about. Next episode, more Brian Finster. Are there some AI gotchas we should talk about?
Well, I think I talked about one, which is it does what you ask it to do, even if it doesn't know how. I mean, it will confidently lie. I think the coding agents are getting better at not lying so much. But yeah, it'll absolutely do that. I also mentioned the gotcha of marketing people telling you that, oh yeah, we'll just product managers and just be able to write stuff all day long. Well, I mean, frankly, product managers could probably prototype something pretty quickly. But if you want a sustainable, if you want something beyond a POC, if you want a sustainable solution that you're going to bet money on, you need a software engineer. There's still architecture involved. There's still knowing what could go wrong that you have to know what can go wrong, right? There's still knowing how to debug things.